More Idaho Matters right now from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. Planning for the future is important, especially when you're dealing with a disease like dementia. Managing the day-to-day difficulties of life can become an insurmountable challenge, and it can impact not just you, but everyone around you, which is why making a plan now is so incredibly important. So joining us today to talk more about the disease as well as how to plan for it, our nurse practitioner, Rebecca Robinson, with St. Luke's Palliative Care Team, and palliative care physician and community-based hospice provider, Dr. Jessica Everett. I want to welcome both of you to the program.
Thank you, Gemma.
Thank you, Gemma.
So, Dr. Everett, let me begin with you. Can you just walk us through the different types of dementia?
Sure. You know, Alzheimer's dementia is probably one of the more commonly known versions of dementia, but there's also what we call frontotemporal dementia, which refers to the part of the brain affected, Lewy body dementia, vascular dementia, where our blood vessels are affected by strokes, and then lesser known types such as rapidly progressive dementias, and even dementias that happen as a result of things like excess alcohol use and brain trauma.
So, doctor, what are the different stages of dementia? And as you mentioned, I mean, Alzheimer's probably the most well known, and you know, we hear little things about, you know, maybe you start to lose, you know, your memory, or you forget things or something like that. But it doesn't end there.
No, and I think when we think about it, the categorization of mild, moderate, and severe is probably helpful. You know, when I think of mild dementia, it may not even be recognized, but folks may notice that when they go to prepare a recipe or manage their finances or navigate an airport, that it becomes more difficult. Driving becomes more difficult, or making sudden decisions. And then moderate dementia is when it's more noticeable to those around us. We may need assistance dressing, going to the restroom, navigating day-to-day life. And then severe dementia is when we see, unfortunately, people lose the ability to even speak, hold up their head, or communicate their needs.
Mm. So, Rebecca, what are some of the things that affect people that maybe we don't even think about?
Yeah. Well, one of the things that palliative care, which is my main specialty in medicine, focuses on is helping people understand how this will impact some of the decisions and the options and the choices they might have as far as how much medical care they get. And so as we see the difficulty of their surrounding and their support from family, and they may no longer be able to live independently, they come to the hospital, they have their loved ones, their families around them. And our specialty really focuses on allowing the family some space and some time to think about what would a hospitalization, what would an aggressive medical plan look like for them. For instance, people with dementia can't tolerate a lot of severe distress that comes along with hospitalization. And so this really impacts a lot of the choices that they may consider as they move forward with medical treatments.
So I understand that within your organization, you look at trying to figure out what each person wants to plan for. And there are kind of two approaches. One is quantity of life. One is quality of life. Can either of you talk about these two ideas and why it's important to know, I guess, which one matters the most to someone?
It's such a great question, and it's quite complex. I think, simply put, medical treatments can often prolong life. And when I say life, I mean keeping a heart beating, lungs breathing, and even certain organs functioning. But if each day has too much suffering or discomfort, or there's just too much of a loss of sense of self, then some people choose to not continue to get certain medical treatments to prolong life in that simplistic kind of scientific way, and really prioritize quality over quantity. I think, like Rebecca mentioned, the distress, not only in the hospital, but at home and at care facilities for those with dementia who are not understanding their surroundings or what's happening to them can often become a quality of life that is unacceptable. And that's where planning and discussing how each individual defines quality of life and what makes each day worth living and seeking ongoing medical treatments to prolong it is really important. Mm-hmm.
I know both of you will be speaking tomorrow about advanced planning at the Osher Lifelong Learning Institute at BSU. So let's talk a little bit about advanced planning and getting the family involved, because this can be a really, really difficult topic. And I think it can be really difficult to have the whole family involved, right? Especially when you come from a big family. We saw this within my own family back in my 20s when my dad was sick and dying. And, having his advanced directive and some of my siblings getting very upset about this advanced directive, but it was also very clear that this is what my dad wanted. So how in the world do you even begin these conversations? Because you don't want to have them even when you need to have them.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry you went through that, Gemma, but it's just so common. And especially in our work, we see it day after day of families who both come from a place of love, but their goals may be very opposite on the spectrum of either quality or quantity for the patient. And so that's where palliative care steps in, and we really help work to align the family, not just to represent their own goals, but to understand this sort of standard that they represent as being the voice for the patient. And so an example of that is really just helping the family and all the patient, and also the patient, if they are able to make some of these decisions for themselves, understand that they need to be comfortable relying on others and being very proactive in appointing healthcare proxies and power of attorneys very early on, and then trying to get families also to align with goals.
So I have less than a minute left, but I really want, Dr. Everett, if you could answer this, how important, in your opinion, is it, though, for someone to talk to their family about their wishes way ahead of time?
So important. You just never know kind of how dementia is going to progress, at what speed. And I think it really helps alleviate stress for the family if these conversations, that takes a certain bravery and courage to have them, but having them early is really a gift to your family. And I also think planning for caregiving and care of the caregivers is so important. Mm. This is a less but so important recognized aspect of patients and loved ones with dementia. So really planning for not just caregiving, but care of the caregivers.
I want to thank you both so much for the conversation today. I know it's a difficult conversation to have, but important. So thank you both for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
This is my voice. It can tell you a lot about me, and I'm not changing it for anyone. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of NPR episodes centered on the Black experience. Search NPR Black Stories, Black Truths wherever you get podcasts.